3, 2, 1. Happy New Year. Fuck 2023. I never want to talk to you ever again. Don't talk to me, 2023. I don't even want to talk about you. I don't even want to recap the year, you guys. I'm supposed to do a recap of the year. I don't even want to talk about it. Just don't even talk to me. Don't ask. What happened in 2023? Don't ask. My lips are chapped. It's January. It's fucking bitter cold winter. There's like two wars going on. Instagram threads is a thing. Taylor Swift owns everything. Taylor Swift is more successful than I could ever imagine of being. Taylor Swift went to a pro-Palestine rally. Did she apologize for that? Fuck Kanye West. I want an apology from Taylor Swift. That's the apology I really need. She's the reason for the teardrops on my guitar. The only good thing about this year was the Barbie movie. And that says a lot. Says that this year fucking sucked. The highlight of the year was the Barbie movie. That was the pink highlight. The blonde highlight. Fuck the Barbie movie. Barbie movie was fine. It was basic. It was fine. It was the last time I'll be in a movie theater probably ever. Probably I'll ever go to a movie theater was the Barbie movie. Man, is that why my year has been so shit? Because the last movie I saw was the Barbie movie? Do I just have to go back to the movie theaters? Should I just go see a movie? What movies are out right now? Is fucking anything out? Has the movie theater shut down again after Barbenheimer? Nobody saw Oppenheimer. My mom talked to me about seeing Oppenheimer for like an hour on the phone. That's all I need to see. I don't need to see the 3-hour film now. I got the mom summary. The synopsis, the synopsis. Wonka. Oh, God. I'm a sucker for a Willy Wonka movie. I gotta go see Wonka in theaters. That's gonna make my life so much better. It's gonna bring me back. That's what I need for my comeback. I'm gonna see Wonka with Timothée Chalamet, and bitch, I'm gonna be back like I'm gonna be back like the Outback Steakhouse, back like baby back ribs. Ferrari is out. With Adam Driver. I heard that sucks. A coincidence that his last name is Driver and he plays Ferrari. That's hilarious. You know what drives me crazy though? Adam Driver just plays every fucking role in Hollywood, it seems like. It's either Adam Driver or Bradley Cooper. That's the only one working in Hollywood, period. Both of them have played Jewish characters, but neither of them are Jewish. Go figure. I thought Jews ran Hollywood. Adam Driver played a Jewish character in Black Klansman, not Ferrari. Ferrari's clearly Italian. But what the fuck? Oh, and Zac Efron. Zac Efron's in this movie, The Iron Jaw, with his new plastic jaw. Sorry, it's the Iron Claw. But his jaw is in, certainly featured in the film. What happened to his jaw? Did he break his jaw? Or was that cosmetic surgery? Cosmetology. Can anyone get me some chapstick? Zac Efron looks like the Crimson Chin from Fairly Odd Parents. Joaquin Phoenix is playing Napoleon. That guy's going to be really exhausted. He's always playing the craziest character. Just playing the Joker, playing Napoleon. Back to playing the Joker. Dude needs a vacation. Hasn't he lost his voice? You know, after filming a movie, Joaquin Phoenix sounds like a fucking velociraptor. He's like, I guess it's Adam Driver, Joaquin Phoenix, Zac Efron. Timothy Chalamet is in every fucking thing, too. It's always the same actors, man. There was the Indiana Jones movie this year. The new Indiana Jones. Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny. Still haven't seen it. Nobody saw that. I'm like the biggest Indiana Jones fan there is, and I didn't see it. I think Harrison Ford's just too old. It's just too boring. It's just, you just gotta face the fact. It's just too boring. You can't imagine that he's realistically going to gonna go do some exciting shit in a movie. It makes me yawn. I just think about his gray hair and I just yawn instantly. I love you, Harrison Ford. I know you're listening. But I just couldn't. I just fell asleep when I thought about going to see the movie. Maybe I can see it on streaming or something now, but I think Indiana Jones just got upstaged by Barbie. It's a sad fact. I'm not even talking about the elephant in the room, though, you guys. That major elephant in the fishbowl is the fact that there was the freaking writers and actors strike that caused there to be a drought in film and television for the past, like, fucking, like, 6 months, or like, I don't even know, man. The strike was like long. It was like 6 months. And so there was a point when that spigot with that content was drying up. That content watering hole was going dry. Maybe that was why we weren't seeing movies. It's the Association of Movie and Television Producers that have sucked the fun out of this year. And Hamas. Those are the two Grinches. Remember when Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg were going to fight in the fucking Coliseum? Man, they're both so pussy. That was such bullshit. Those two nerds were never going to fight. Those two keyboard warriors. They're keyboard warriors, man. They're not gladiators. Fuck out of here, Coliseum, my ass. Bullshit. Cap. As the kids say. That was such cap. That was all cap, man. Instead, Zuckerberg made Instagram Threads. Boom. That was his move. That was his war tactic. Instagram Threads, bitch. I copied your fucking app. I'll clone your app. It was a Twitter clone. That's what people are saying. Instagram Threads came out on July 5th, 2023. And what did Elon Musk come out with on July 24th, 2023? He didn't really come out with shit, but he changed Twitter's name to X. Boom. How's that, bitch, for a comeback? Karma's a bitch. Yeah, how does that sting? I changed the name of my whole app. These guys are weird, I'm telling you. It's not a normal way to fight. It's bitch ass shit. Nobody fucking knows why the fuck Elon Musk changed Twitter to X. That was the worst idea ever. Worst business move ever. Whenever anyone mentions the app now, it's a fucking tongue twister. They're like, oh, on Twitter or X or whatever. You gotta say that whole shit. You gotta say, or Twitter or X or whatever. And they literally say that on the news. They say, Joe Biden posted on Twitter or X or whatever. It's fucking a shit show. Elon, you fucked us all up. You fucked it all up. And we missed the bird. We missed the cute bird. Zuckerberg creating Instagram Threads pushed Elon Musk over the edge. And he said, fuck it, I'm changing my app to the letter X. Brought to you by the letter X. On some Sesame Street bullshit. Zuckerberg was like, touche. Elon Musk was like, oh, I'm just so mad. I'm just going to change my... I just want to change my app to X. Don't talk to me. Elon Musk had a bad year too. Elon Musk was me at the beginning of this episode. Don't talk to me about it. This episode's going to be titled X. I'm changing the name of the podcast to X. Fuck you. What else happened this year? AI started taking over the world. ChatGPT. Chat, go play things. Don't do so much AI. Go play outside. GPT. Grand Prix Tournament. What the fuck does GPT stand for? Did anybody ever even ask that, or were they just so excited to cheat on their homework? They were just so excited to plagiarize their thesis, Claudine Gay. Didn't y'all ever wonder if GPT stands for genocide, pogrom, terrorism? What the fuck does GPT stand for? Y'all are so eager to use this fancy, dangled, spangled new technology. And you're going to get your ass spangled. And you'll be seeing stars, buddy. And we can chat about that when you're sitting on your butt in the emergency room, okay? Son, let's talk about Taco Bell that. Taco Bell that. Talk to me about ChatGPT. What does it mean?
Talk about ChatGPT.
Not to plagiarize that lyric, but won't you? This is a weird episode, man. What does ChatGPT mean? Let's look it up. It's been a weird year. ChatGPT stands for Chat Generative Pre-trained Transformer. Is it Transformer? This is Transformers? Where the fuck is Shia LaBeouf? He wasn't in the new Indiana Jones movie. They said, cut. Shia LaBeouf, you've been having a little bit too much fun out and doing crazy things out in public to be in another movie, I think. You've been having too much fun. Shia LaBeouf's been a little bit too much of a silly goose in recent years, I think. Being a very silly goose. I get that ChatGPT is generative pre-trained. So it's generating something. It's pre-trained. It's been trained to do something like a dog. Except my dog can't do my homework. I don't get why it's a transformer, though. I've yet to see it transform. I don't know what the what's the command for that? The prompt. What do I type in? Transform. Become mega. I was going to say Megalodon. Megatron. Autobots, roll out. Happy New Year, you guys. Everybody, go chat GPT some shit. Go see Indiana Jones or the Willy Wonka movie or some shit. The movie theaters still exist. Reminder, you don't have to stay on your couch watching Netflix. It's an option in this dystopian hellscape. But movie theaters still fucking exist. I kind of forgot, honestly. I mean, whatever. Barbie was a good one to go out on. If Barbie was the last movie I ever see, I feel like that makes sense. I'm okay with that. Thank you guys for listening. If you want to write into the show, email me at spencer@comedyclublol.com. Peace. For everything LOL Comedy Club, check out comedyclublol.com.